Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban three fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
Sergey Bobanka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category
on newborn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck can pull a truck,
hug him up. To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to String Cheese.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know
where mama at.
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Love it. Give me a little ZZ Top. Start out the week. Crank it up, Solana. All-time banger. You're bumping. You're jamming along if you're a Panthers fan right now. Heat fan, not so much. Or an NFL draft fan. It's that week. A lot going on. A lot going on, Jerry. Channeling my Kramer there. No, that was George. Excuse me, George. All right, so it is NFL draft week. I'll be honest with you. I haven't paid attention. I don't even think we're going to get to our NFL draft stories this week. How about that? There's just so much going on. Crowder is in Detroit for the NFL draft. A lot of people think he'll go first round, second round. What are you expecting?
Third round, 70 overall.
Guy's been going to the green room of the NFL draft for 15 years now.
I've danced this dance before.
What's it like in Detroit? I'm not gonna lie to you. I have not been very interested in the NFL draft because I don't think that the Dolphins are gonna do anything cutesy. Now, if they do something cutesy on Thursday, we got a different story. But if they don't do anything cutesy, then I'm not that interested because the pick's not that high. I don't think they're going to take a quarterback. So what's the vibe there, though, in Detroit? Is the city – did you just get there?
I got there last night. I walked around this morning, and it's pretty cool. Man, it's a cool little city.
I've never been.
Yeah, I've been 20 years ago. People are nice like the Bible Belt. Everywhere you – hey, how you doing? You okay? How you been? Everything – my wife this morning, we went to a coffee shop, like a little breakfast spot. She forgot to pick up her cappuccino. This is 9 a.m. She just went back and told the guy, hey, I didn't get my cappuccino earlier. And he said, oh, what size? And made her one. I was like, that's not how it works, Asia. Like, you got to pay for this again. But no, they're super nice. City's nice. Everything's outside, so I hope the weather stays good. But it's a little nippy up here.
That's an amazing story in itself for a number of reasons. First of all, you go to the coffee place, and then you leave without your cappuccino. And then you go back. It's after 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock there. Is it Central time there or Eastern time?
Yeah, no, we're on the same time.
Oh. It's over. It's past 2 o'clock there. And you go back and say, hey, I didn't get my cappuccino. That just seems like an odd move. Like, you chalk it up as a loss. Like, I would say 30 minutes after you left the coffee shop, then you got to chalk it up as a loss. She went back how many hours later?
At least 3. It might have been 10 o'clock. But
specifically
at least
to tell
later.
Them I didn't bring my, I forgot my cappuccino?
She went in there, young white dude, nice. And she was like, hey, I didn't get my cappuccino earlier. And his response wasn't when, where, receipt. His response was, what size did you have, ma'am? She said, a medium. And he went and made a medium cappuccino and gave it to her. Or cappellato or one of those little fruity whatever.
How do you walk out of there forgetting it?
Well, she had breakfast. So we both got breakfast. So we got, you know, we were waiting for our food. When the food was done, we just walked out. And she was
that
we
makes walking, a little more sense. Okay.
We were walking back and she was like, you know what? I didn't get my cappuccino earlier. Let me go see. I was laughing. I was like, there's no way they're giving you a free cappuccino 3 hours later. What size, ma'am? No problem. Okay. He went and made it and gave it to her.
Wow. That makes a little more sense. I'm fascinated by that entire back and forth. Fascinated. I have to tell everybody about the Crowder Powder event at Delaware Chicken Farm on Saturday. It is NFL draft week, so we've got Crowder boots on the ground, to steal a saying from Tobin. We've got boots on the ground in Detroit. Solana's always boots on the ground with the Heat and the Kaseya Center. Mm. Would you prefer to talk about Friday night's game against the Bulls or yesterday's game against the Celtics?
They played yet? I have a montage ready to go with Tyler Hero's big game over the weekend. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Yes, that was a rough one. Like, that was a rough one yesterday. I'm not you know what, though? I don't think they're going to get swept. I just don't. I don't. I don't know what it is. I just don't.
Boston had a historic three-point shooting night.
They did.
But Hawk, they were down.
Yeah,
what was the biggest
don't
deficit?
Give me bother. No, I mean, listen, this is – I'm not telling you they're going to win the series. I'm just telling you, I don't think they're going to get swept. I really don't. I don't think that – the Heat are scared of that Celtics team. And I think with some tweaks, perhaps you let Kevin Love play a little more, Spo. Some of us had over 1.5 made threes. He had an easy early three. And then the minutes became very sporadic, Spo. Maybe we work on that.
Hawk, have you seen After Earth with Will Smith and his little son?
No, I remember it, though.
It's a terrible movie. They both he acts like he has an accent. His son can't act for anything. It's a terrible movie. But I was watching it just because I was bored. There's a saying in there that just popped in my mind. I thought was pretty cool. He said, fear is fake because fear is created. It's in your mind. Fear is in your mind. Danger is real. The damn Celtics are dangerous. You don't have to
I'm
fear.
With you.
You don't
I'm
have
not
to fear
you,
them.
I'm not telling you the Heat are going to surprise the world and win this series. I'm just telling you I don't think they're going to get swept.
I would go the other way because that game was ugly. And then
that game was
we
ugly.
We can't keep up with them. Hawk, we can't keep up with them offensively. I don't even with their three-point shooting, you're down by 30. Like, is Jimmy healthy? Did you know something we don't know? Because I don't see them keeping up.
They had a nice week off. We had played on Friday, then had to travel. I'm let them get there. And they don't play again until Wednesday. Let them get their bearings. I still believe they could steal one in Boston, and this is going to be an entirely different series.
I'm with you. I don't see it happening.
Okay. Panthers, they are going to take it to the Lightning ass. That's the feeling that I got yesterday after watching that Panthers game, that the demons of the Tampa Bay Lightning in the playoffs specifically – will be exercised from the Panthers. I think the Panthers are, I think Paul Maurice is some sort of mad genius. I think he's got this team. He knew exactly where he would need them to be come playoff time. And all you silly people, me, who were worried about what was going on with the Panthers towards the end of the season, Paul Maurice was a mad genius. And now you're going to see the fruits of his genius. I think that they are going to kick that Lightning ass.
I'm with you. Now we're on the same page with this one. Right. They look good last night.
Does anybody think the Dolphins are going to do anything cutesy, wacky in the draft?
No.
Neither do I.
Trade down. Yeah, why not? Trade down.
Trade down meaning give up what number pick they have? 21?
20, yeah, 21st overall pick. If the guy that they really like, because Chris Greer was pretty adamant, it'll be best player available at that position. If, you know, the offensive lineman gets taken two picks before that they really liked, or the defensive tackle that they really like gets picked before, and one of the guys on their big board isn't there anymore, trade down. Give away that 21st pick and maybe try to turn it into a couple more picks in the second or third round. Why not?
Wouldn't bother me.
Take the best player you can get. Because if you trade down to the second round, now you're 10 spaces back at least, and now you're not getting the best player available. I like best player available type people. Go get talent for your team.
Not if the best player available is not a position of need. Like, I think it's pretty evident the Dolphins need offensive line help and defensive line help after losing Christian Wilkins and not having Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips to start the season, no matter what Jalen Phillips said. And then your offensive line, like, you haven't been able to solidify it. Teron Armstead, we know, is going to be available 60% of the season. That's what the Dolphins should be drafting here.
They need an O-lineman. They need an edge rusher. They could use a linebacker with Jerome Baker leaving. I wouldn't be mad if they took another corner. I'm okay with the safeties, but corner, linebacker, D-lineman, O-lineman, there's going to be nobody available that's good at 21 in four positions. Somebody's going to be available.
I think someone will be available. I don't think that they'll be in any rush to trade down because I think they do need some significant pieces who you can find in the first round more than the second. I'm just looking to see if they're not going to do anything cutesy.
To go up.
Go up. Take a quarterback. Yeah. Like, just something cutesy. Just something cutesy. I don't need that in my life right around now. I really don't. I've got the Panthers and the Heat to worry about. Marlins actually strung together a couple of wins. I don't need anything cutesy coming out of the Dolphins. I need Tua. I need some protection. And what do they do? What do they start this season? Sometime in September or something? Let's not get cutesy. Let's do Paul Maurice style. You know, put your nose down. Let's get down to business.
Solana hates Tua. See how excited,
he really does.
See how excited he got. When
comes
he said
through. It comes through at every little crack that it can seep out.
Yeah.
Doesn't like to.
No, you said best player available, didn't you? You said, correct me if I'm wrong. You both said best player available, right? What if the best player available is a quarterback?
We don't need it. I just gave you the four positions.
Hold on a second. Did you or did you not say
who
best player
gonna
available?
Who's going to be available at 21? That's a quarterback.
Maybe Michael Penix.
The dude from Michigan that Jim Harbaugh is desperately trying to get taken in the top 10, who clearly is not going to get taken in the top 10.
Oh, McCarthy?
Yeah, McCarthy.
Yeah. I can read it to you later. I don't have time, but Adam Beasley wrote a column for Pro Football Network, and it says NFL draft history suggests the Miami Dolphins probably can't do any better than Tua Tagovailoa. And I'm with it. And he goes through a whole reasoning of what you see coming out in each and every draft, what you have statistically, and it wouldn't make any sense. That would be the cutesiest of the cutesy.
Right. Yeah.
If they took a quarterback, the cutesiest of the cutesy.
Right. And statistics will also tell you that how many teams and how many rounds passed up on Tom Brady?
No, okay. Find him again. Go ahead.
I'm just saying.
Because they've tried to find him. His name was John Beck. And his name was Cleo Lemon, and I got to find my T-shirt. But they've tried.
Pat White?
It doesn't work.
Friend of mine, Pat White, he was the answer.
Chad Henne had all the characteristics of the next Tom Brady. Tall, out of Michigan, second rounder, wasn't even a top drafted guy. Mm-hmm.
So close.
Yet so far.
So close. Somebody wants to know via text, the person that gave Asia that cappuccino, did he look like Drake by any chance?
What's that, Drake? He had a hat on.
Let's do headlines. So we're going to talking about boots on the ground. Will Manso is in Boston. He's going to join us today. We will talk Heat Celtics with Will. Billy Lindsay, great former Florida Panther, broadcaster now. We'll talk about Panthers Lightning with us. And we get a night off tonight from the action, but then it starts up tomorrow. You get your Panthers, then your Heat, then your Panthers. You get a fun little week or so here of alternating games. Let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana, decked out from head to toe in Miami Dolphins gear.
Yeah. Not my Tua jersey, though. Just a good old-fashioned vintage Dolphins. The good old days, gentlemen. The Marino era.
You're excited about the draft, huh?
I am, yeah. A lot of potential, I believe, in this upcoming NFL draft.
We won't have any draft programming, right? Because we have a Panthers game that night.
We have a Panthers game that night, so no NFL draft. We were trying to do it, put together the Game Day Uncensored crew back, me, Tobin, and Omar, but Panthers broadcast kind of nixed that whole plan.
So you guys had like an anchorman battle. It was you, Tobin, Omar, and you were facing off. So it's Panthers radio. Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsay.
And Kevin Rogers or Alex Dono.
And
whoever
Kevin
scheduled
Rogers,
that day.
Yeah. You guys didn't have a chance.
Well, I have K-Rodge. I called that matchup right off the bat. We might have a chance. Like Tobin, man, Tobin's kind of diesel, right? Like
you take Plagans.
Tobin's
Tobin Plagans. That's a good one.
Chest, like he goes. You know what he does? He goes to the gym. He benches. Then he does a set of triceps and a set of biceps, and he goes home. So, like, he's got some power to him.
But then the next day is leg day, and that's when he does biceps and triceps.
Right.
Oh, if Doug moves him around now, I don't know what's going to happen if he makes a move.
Is Billy Lindsay still in really good – I've never met Billy Lindsay in person. He's in still really good –
I mean, he played professional hockey. So, and for many years, and very well. So go look around at professional hockey players and find the guy who's going to lose to Omar in a fight.
He's got the nickname for sure, right? Like best nickname, the Blonde Bomber.
Blonde Bomber. Oh, yeah. Did he have a head of hair when he was playing? Whew. Still got a good head of hair, but he kind of keeps it like very like conservative. Like just he had that hair flowing, man. Oh, back that 95-96 season.
Solana, I don't think Hawk wants to tell you. Dolphins Uncensored plus 7,000.
Big dog. They're a big dog in this fight. They're a big dog. And Plagans doesn't even like to fight.
Right.
But he'll fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
All those hockey guys got a little something to them.
They got a little something to them.
There's like a line you don't cross with Plagans, but once you've crossed it, you're going to be sorry.
Right. Lights out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I said, I got K-Rodge. I feel pretty good about that one.
K-Rodge has some anger in him. I got to tell you, he's tightly wound.
Yeah, but he's taken down one too many 7-Eleven big gulps for me not to be able to to outlast him.
Even money.
Yeah, even K-Rodge. Because I don't see K-Rodge ever giving in. I see K-Rodge literally being just one ear left and the ear fighting still. Like, you know what I mean? Like, K-Rodge is not going to give up.
Broken leg crawling towards you.
Yeah, just a flesh wound.
These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford. We know trucks. So game two, as Hawk mentioned, will be tomorrow, 7:30 p.m., Amerant Bank Arena. The Panthers held on for game one. They end up winning 3-2. Tampa Bay scores a late goal, shorthanded goal, with about 10 seconds left in the game. But, bro.
Let me tell you something. The Lightning, if you bet that game, because it was like Panthers minus 165, the goal line was Panthers minus 1.5. If you bet the goal line, you were ready to rip your eyes out when they let in that goal with 10 seconds to go.
Yeah. I didn't know the line. That's crazy.
I had a parlay. I had several bets, all lost. But I had a parlay. Panthers minus 165 with the Heat plus 14. You remember the Heat, I believe it was 14 with about a minute 45, somewhere around there.
Yeah, they went on a massive 30-10 run led by DeLon Wright, of all guys. They cut it to 14 with about 2 minutes to go.
So no one's interested in this game except me and Caleb Martin, who went out there to do some damage. He got the code red alert. He went out there, did his thing. I'm just thinking. But no one cares. And now, all of a sudden, this is crazy. So this is a decent parlay. It was like plus 285, something like that. All I need is the Heat to cover 14. The Celtics have this thing won. It just matters by how much now at this point. They play this last minute and a half as if it's a one possession game. Both teams, they're taking timeouts. They're running plays. And Jaime Jaquez Jr. is bouncing the ball off his knees. But Jaime Jaquez Jr. looks like he has four knees. It just slipped away. I thought I was going to have an amazing backdoor cover on this parlay, and it just slipped away.
I've said that saying before. To get out of fights, I'll say, I don't know who's going to win this fight, but we're both going to the hospital. Caleb Martin went out there like that. I might have won the game, but somebody's going to the hospital. Caleb knew the assignment.
Stop it. The guy got pushed by Drew Holiday. Now Brian Scalabrine wants to cry about it on the Celtics broadcast
Team Scal. Scal.
Stop it. Guy's a loser.
Love Scal. Perk. Those are two friends of the show.
They are.
Perk. I mean,
Alan Perk are friends of the show.
Perk was friends of the show when it benefited him. And the second he wanted to jump ship, that's it. We never heard from him again. And he's
just telling you, two friends of the show are very vehement in their dislike for the Heat right now. And we have to take it into account. I mean, they're friends of the show.
What are you doing there, man? I mean, and Eddie House, who drafted by the Heat, played for Coach Spo, sitting there. He's listening to Brian Scalabrine literally insinuate that Spo called a timeout, which he reviewed a play, challenged a play, had nothing to do with anything else. And he's telling Caleb Martin to go out there and foul Jason Tatum hard when Caleb got pushed in there. Hey, Eddie House, yeah, you might have one of the greatest celebrations in Heat history when you're showing us your you-know-what, but maybe use them every once in a while to remind people Spo's not a dirty coach.
So you hate House, Scal, Perk, and Tua.
I don't hate House, but the other ones, yeah.
Sounds like you hate them.
Right. I'm going to keep a list.
Game two.
Brett Maxwell's a friend of the show. Yeah. I have to tell you, we're kind of like the Celtics flagship. Just this show. This show is very Celtics friendly.
With the Celtics flagship.
Who's that guy Appel had on for 6 hours? Didn't he have a Celtics announcer on?
The radio play-by-play play guy on for seven segments. Incredible. All right. Well, game two. The Heat will even the series Wednesday at 7 p.m. from TD Garden.
That's if the Celtics start Scal and Perk.
And House and Tua.
And Eddie House and Tua. And Cornbread Maxwell.
Hey, Brad got 12 in him now. Brad going to get the double digits.
I don't know. If Sam Hauser's coming off the bench, that starting five might got the Heat too.
Ridiculous, that guy.
The Marlins did split their four-game series with the Cubs. How about the Fish, baby? Two wins on the board in a weekend.
How about that?
They play the Atlanta Braves. Three-game series beginning tonight from the ATL. And a little shout-out to Inter-Miami. They beat Nashville 3-1. Nice victory from the Eastern Conference leaders in the MLS. A brace for Messi. Plus, he had an assist to Sergio Busquets. 3-1 was your final.
All right.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Here in El Portal, it was just raining, a monsoon, that like hurricane rain that just came down But now
totally throws off your prepared weather.
It's crazy. But now it's actually cleared up a little bit.
You just can't say beautiful day. Like even you would call yourself out as a liar.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a little bit of rain, you'll call it a beautiful day. What's going on there today, you can't even do that.
I can't stoop that low. I mean, come on. But I will say it has cleared up. Gorgeous, gorgeous afternoon right now in El Portal. But there is a lot of rain in South Florida. So drive safely, South Floridians.
All right. Crowder is in Detroit, and I'm in Boca. Solana's in El Portal, and Will Manso is in Boston, home of Brian Scalabrine and Eddie House and Doogie Howser and whoever else we were talking about. Will Manso is going to join us, hopefully from Mike's Pastry in Boston next.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
And he tucks it underneath that crossbar where Mrs. Moeller keeps the peanut butter.
Hawk and Crowder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Will Manso is in Boston. He is our Boston correspondent. He is embedded with the Miami Heat in Beantown. And it can't be super cold there because I just saw on Twitter that Will Manso is running right now. Like he's jogging through Boston. Crowder's in Detroit for the NFL draft. Have you gone for a little jog through Detroit yet?
For what? Jog. I don't even know how
Will,
to spell
are you
jog.
On how long are you going to run for, Will?
I am 2.2 into a 5-mile run. I'm through Boston. Wow. I'm in Boston. I like to run over to Boston Common and just go to the park here because it's so pretty with the water and the birds and the ducks. And there isn't a cloud in the sky. It's perfect out. But it's 50. Hey,
let
it's
me tell
chilly,
you,
but
you can see the birds and the ducks in the water just standing there, too. You don't have to jog.
But they look so pretty as I run by, you know? And it makes
keep
my mind up
when
what happened
me,
yesterday.
When Crowder invites me fishing, I always say, you could see the fish and take them all home if you want, right at the public's fish department. You don't have to go fishing. It's ridiculous.
Experience.
Will Manso, you see him on Local 10. You'll see his live reports. He is, like I said, in Boston. Yesterday could not have been too much fun. I don't think there was ever a moment there in the arena where you thought to yourself, okay, they're starting to make their run.
Yeah, I mean, there was the one moment they got it down to three. But even then, the thing with the Celtics is, and I will say this, the Heat recognized it right away, and they know it as an adjustment for game two. Celtics put up more threes than just about anybody in the league. They hit 17 a game. They hit 22 yesterday. And sometimes you have to tip your cap to the other team, which is great. They made a lot. They took 49 of them. But as a defense, they have to understand three is more than two. You've got to find a way to force Boston to the paint, try to let them finish. And while that could be good, they can maybe get to the basket, score, maybe get to the mid-range. That's much better to deal with than a team hitting 22 threes, especially since the Heat want to keep it in the mud. And in the mud isn't shooting 49 threes. It's just not going to add up with the math or the style of play.
And, Will, but I understand that, too. We said that was historic. I think everybody that played hit a three for Boston or something crazy. But even offensively, though, we can't get to 100. What did Tyler have? 10, 11, something like that? Like, yeah, 11, I don't know if Bam can carry us offensively and defensively like that. What do we have to do offensively to honestly keep up with Boston?
You know, I know that the theory's in the mud, and trust me, part of that has to be in the mud. I get it. But I think that he'd have to recognize you sort of have to fight fire with fire a bit. And while you don't have the manpower and the weapons and the roster that Boston has without Terry, without Jimmy, I get it, you got to shoot threes. And I think that to a man in the locker room yesterday, Nico Jovic, you know, Caleb Martin, DeLon Wright, who hit five threes, said early on in the game they were passing on too many good looks. And they're trying to move the ball. Sometimes when you're thinking about in the mud and keeping it low scoring in your style, you're passing up some really good looks. And if you can't hit those looks, whatever, you're going to lose regardless. But you got to take the looks you get. So I think the change, the adjustment you'll see in game two, Channing, is that they're going to take those shots. And if they hit them, if the Heat can hit 16, 17 threes, which they're certainly capable of if they get hot on, you know, 40-plus attempts, they can at least keep up with Boston from three. And then you trust your defense to make big plays down the stretch. Just keep it close. We've seen that formula work even against Boston. But you can't shoot twos and be passive and try to overpass while they're draining threes left and right.
Will, what about, you know, Kevin Love yesterday? He comes in. You mentioned earlier the when Miami cut it down to three, they had a nice run to end the first quarter. I mean, he went 3 for 3. He had those 5 points or 7 points in the first quarter, and he only ended up playing 5 minutes in the first half. Do you get the feeling Miami's going to try to go a little bit bigger? We'll see more Kevin Love. Like, to me, it seems you got to have Bam, Jovic, or Kevin Love, two of those three on the floor at all time against his team.
I think so. And I think yesterday was kind of a trial and error. I think Spo was trying to figure out, because remember, they're not used to playing. They've had games without Jimmy, but to play without Jimmy and Terry, and then you've got Duncan, who's clearly limited. I mean, he'll get out there and he'll try to space and hit a three now and then. And he did knock one down yesterday, but overall, he's not the Duncan we know. I think yesterday was kind of a trial and error for Spo, and I think he's going to figure out with these 2 days, hey, look, this is the type of style I need to play in the roster and the rotation. DeLon Wright's another perfect example. I think DeLon, early on, I think DeLon didn't play enough, right? And by the time he did, the game was out of hand. So I think Spo's going to figure that out and try to figure out what to do next. But I think Kevin Love has to be part of the equation because he was very productive in his minutes.
Will Manso is with us from Boston. You were in the locker room after the game. What was the mood from the Heat players? Is it resignation? Hey, we're playing a great team and we don't have Jimmy and we don't have Terry. Or was it still upbeat? Like, hey, we'll go steal one on Wednesday.
Yeah. The one thing you don't have to worry about this team is lack of confidence. And I don't think they're at all any sense of like, man, that team is just too good. I don't think so at all. I think what they saw was a team that they knew. Like, everybody knows the Celtics style to shoot threes and hit threes. And I think to a man in there, nobody was too down. They just said, hey, look, we wasted a chance. Like, we got behind so much. It took such an effort to try to get back into it. And then they barraged us again with more threes in the second. Then by the third, it was a laugher. And all the energy that they took in that second quarter to get back into it, a late first, and then in that fourth quarter where they made a run at least. You have to remember, the one thing about the run in the fourth that you could take away, normally those runs don't matter, but it was starter on starter. And maybe Boston let their guard down a bit, which I think is normal when you have a big lead. But I think to the Heat, they kind of found a way to like, hey, just shoot, attack, kick out, shoot. Stop this overpassing. Stop this standing around waiting. You don't have Jimmy anymore. You don't have that offense where you could wait to 10 seconds of the shot clock and give Jimmy the ball and let him attack and get to the free throw line. So get active on offense early. So I didn't think at all the mood was down. I think they just said, hey, let's take these 2 days, use them, and let's play better basketball Wednesday.
And, Will, who gave Caleb Martin the code red?
Chris Quinn. Blame it on Quinny. I don't know. It's hilarious. You know, it's funny. I didn't. The one thing about being at a game and not watching the broadcast is that you don't get a sense of what's being said. So I get busy after I go to the locker or start getting the sound. We asked Caleb about it, you know, just because there was a little bit of a, you know, fracas, I guess you could say, there for a minute. But I didn't think anything else of it. And then I see all the tweets and all the mentions last night at dinner and all the things. And it's just hilarious, man. It's just, yeah. Eric Spoelstra called a timeout to challenge a play to tell Caleb to get pushed in the back to slam into Tatum to injure him. That makes sense.
Are you on this jog with Brian Scalabrine right now?
I'm actually chasing him. I can't catch him. I'm trying to catch up in the costume. But the call slowed me down, so I'm about a block behind him, so I'll catch up to him and get in his face.
That's great. What are you going to be doing in Boston the next couple of days? I had said to Will, this is Will flexing on me because, you know, I couldn't run for a tenth of a mile. And I said to Will this morning, I'm like, hey, why don't you call us from Mike's Pastry in Boston? And so he pulled the old okey-doke, and he just called me on a 5-mile jog. Like, no big, just a 5-mile jog. What are you going to do?
I am going to hit the pastries, but Giselle is coming tomorrow. So I promised her I wouldn't have a Mike's pastry without her. So this is why I'm running, prepping for the two pastries I'm eating tomorrow when she arrives, because I know that we're going to go to Mike's. Now, last night we did the old seafood. We went to the Chart House there on the water over by the aquarium here. Tonight we're going to an Italian spot, and tomorrow I'm going to an Italian spot. So we're going to carb load plenty, and then a lot of Mike's pastries in between. Tonight I got live shots, and then the Heat get back to practice tomorrow, so we'll get back to work tomorrow.
I mean, what is Cuno going to do, Crowder, when he finds out that Will Mantle ran a 5K while doing a segment with us? Because Cuno's going to have to outdo him because Cuno's in better shape.
Be doing
as crazy as it is, because Will Mantle's in incredible shape, but Cuno's in better shape. So what is he going to have to do on a segment with us? Didn't you say he's going to be at the Ameren Bank Arena tomorrow, Solana?
Yeah, he'll be out there. I believe he's taking his kettle and dumbbells with him to the stadium.
Yes.
All right, so that's how he's going to outdo you. He's bringing
push-ups,
the kettle and his dumbbells up
he's
to the course like Gold Zone.
In the middle of the ice after swimming 6 miles. He got to outdo Will.
Oh, you kidding? He's listening to this now right now, so angry. He's got one of those like those things that you do with your wrist that you just push it back and forth. That's what he's doing right now, just in anger and doing pull-ups. But he'll be ready tomorrow.
Are you guys going to do any I mean, obviously you'll cover it because we will as well, but the NFL draft, I feel like the Dolphins aren't going to do anything super cutesy, so the Panthers and the Heat really have our attention. Thought process for Channel 10?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'll be back in town Thursday, and obviously we'll cover the draft, whatever the Dolphins take. I hope they get, I told Clay last night on our show, I just want somebody big and beefy. Give me an interior guy on the line, on either line, I'm fine. Just give me some size, give me some guys to protect or to stop the run and, get to the quarterback, whatever. So I don't think the Dolphins will get too cute with it, but we'll obviously cover it. But right now, I mean, let's face it. Look, I hope that he turns this around and make this fun and make this a series. But I think we all know that if you're going to pick one that's going to make a deep run, it sure looks like the Panthers, the way they're playing right now. And that the electricity yesterday at Sunrise, I wish I would have been there. It looked great. So I'm excited about the run that they hopefully have ahead.
Hey, well, speaking of the draft, that's on Chris Greer. Are you good with him? Because he's done some great things. He's made some mistakes. We know about the Igbenogenes. We know about the Cam Smiths. I don't know what's going on with Cam Smith. But he's also drafted Robert Hunt and Christian Wilkins and all that. Are you set? Whatever Chris Greer feels as if we need, you're good. You're good with his decision making.
Yeah, I think I've gotten to the point of resignation with Greer that you can nitpick with things, and trust me, there are things like any general manager, especially with his body of work, as long as he's been here. But obviously, he's got the trust of Stephen Ross. Obviously, he's got the belief of that organization as the head of the front office. So I think you have to kind of. I like stability. I hate constant change. And if a guy does good things, and sure, you're just going to measure him on his few bad. I don't think that's a good formula. I will say this. Look, the decision on Tua, obviously what they do in the next year or two is going to be huge. But he's built this much, right, and he's gotten this much leeway, this much movement to bring in guys in free agency, make trades that have worked, some have not. I think you got to see how these next couple of years go. And then, after that, if you don't make a run to a title, win a division, make a run to the title the next couple of years, obviously he'll be judged on that, given all the resources he's been given and ability to make moves. But I'm cool with it for now to just let him keep trying to build and see what you got.
But you don't want to see them get cutesy. You don't want to see them try to make some sort of play. I just saw that the Jets, I think they're trading with Denver. Zach Wilson goes to the Broncos. You don't want to see the Dolphins try to get cutesy. I was telling Solana and Crowder, I read a story from Adam Beasley at Pro Football Network that was like, hey, you're not going to do any better than Tua. Like the history will show you. So, and I love Tua. Solana's not sold on him. But Crowder and I love Tua, and I don't want to see them get cutesy, and I don't want doors left open. I want them to make Tua. Uh-oh, who's that? Scalabrini picking up on you?
He said, I'm almost there. I can see him. I can see him from here. I'm trying to yell at him.
You don't want to see him get cutesy with Tua, and you don't want to see a one-year just play out the last year or franchise. Like, let's give him the extension and let's move on.
Yeah, to me, look, there's one thing that's been proven. Look, you don't want to screw up on a quarterback and get the wrong one or leave him too long. Look, we lived it with Tannehill. He was solid but never really good. I think with Tua, he's been above good. And I think, again, you look at it. Hey, if you can guarantee that the Dolphins are going to get a Patrick Mahomes-like quarterback, I said dump Tua now and go get him. But that's not reality. If you can get a quarterback to the level of Tua, right, and what he's been, that's a hard enough thing. So, yeah, I think you're right. And but there's going to be a point in the next few years where they got to figure out if Tua is the guy in big moments and big games as they get those and you give him these weapons he already has. But right now, to just start fresh, look, the bottom line is this. Stephen Ross in his 80s. He's got a lot of money, and he's put a lot of money in this franchise. He's not rebuilding. He's not waiting. You know what I mean? Like, he wants to win now, and you understand why.
Will Mansell, watch him on Local 10, live from Boston.
Scalabrini. Enjoy. Hey, get over here. Scalabrini. Oh,
he is doing Miami's work. He is chasing Brian Scalabrini all around the city.
Don't be scared. Don't be. All right, guys. I got to catch him.
Hey, Will.
Clay ordered a code red on Scalabrini. And
Will's got to deliver. He doesn't know what's coming his way. He doesn't know what's coming his way.
Well, are Boston people nice? Because I am so surprised how pleasant Detroit people are. I've been here for like 12 hours, but they're so pleasant. Are Boston people pleasant?
I say this with all due respect to Heat fans. I love Heat fans. They're so passionate. Boston fans aren't as bad as we make them out to be. They're just crazy about their team. But the people in the city, like, I love this city. You guys know I came here on vacation last week. I brought my family in the summer. We had a great time. We got to Cape Cod. They are very nice people. But when the game tips and they start playing, they're horrendous people for 2 or 3 hours. So, you know, it's that formula of the sports fan to the actual person. The people of Boston are nice. The sports fans are terrible.
Yeah, Sully and Mully and Murtaugh. And, there's better places to go, Crowder.
You know somebody named Mully?
Yeah, Sully, Mully, and Murtaugh. You see Mully them at the corner bar.
Is this the A team? What is this? What are we doing?
Yeah, they're at the corner bar. They're drinking the who's that guy they love? Sam Adams. They're drinking the Sam Adams at the corner bar.
Listen, I need to keep
Code Red and Scalabrini. All right.
Watch Will on local 10.
See you, Will.
Yeah, please. See you guys.
There you go. Will Manso in Boston. Sully and Mully and Murtaugh.
Mully.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Take care, brush your hair.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.